And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page now, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. You can also sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes it great.
Did you get a little emotional watching the celebration for Rory? I did.
I mean, to the point of crying? No. But
I got a little teary-eyed.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a little teary-eyed.
Not nearly as much as I did for Ovi.
Yeah, I didn't get teary-eyed for Ovi for some reason.
I had a froggy for Ovi.
I'm sure Cakes probably did.
I actually didn't.
Oh. Well, Cakes was there, so it's hard to get teary-eyed when you're actually there.
I mean, it was emotional, like, being there as it happened, but I wasn't crying. I was more like, it was more celebratory, obviously, the mood in the arena, being with my kids. Definitely cried when they won the Stanley Cup.
But I definitely got a little teary-eyed when he grabbed his dog, when he grabbed Poppy.
Yeah.
Because you could see all the emotion right there.
Sure, I mean,
when you grab your daughter after, Yeah, I got a little teary-eyed. Matt, there's no way Cahill did. Valdez, maybe, but Valdez was at a party, so probably not.
No, I mean, it was fine. It was fine. I'm not the biggest Rory stan in the world.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people are. I don't know, for whatever reason, he doesn't really do it for me.
I'm not either. I was just happy for him.
How many total majors does he have now?
Five.
Okay, so he's won one twice.
And he's got six.
How does that compare to like Koepka and Scheffler?
Scheffler's got two.
Scheffler's got two Masters. Koepka's got five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but him being with the career slam puts him in really exclusive.
He's
company.
One of six guys.
Yeah, one of six.
Rarified air.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I would not have been able to take the storyline of the next, I don't know, dozen years until he finally wins a Masters after he choked this one. Because then that's all everybody would have said about Rory. He's a choke artist.
Would have obsessed about it.
It just would have been never ending. I felt so bad for him, but I was also loving it at the same time.
I kind of agree with Drabby. For whatever reason, people in this country are obsessed with choking. And it would have been awful to hear.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it.
Well, he just did it at the U.S. Open, right?
Yeah, I mean, he missed some big putts. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And everyone said, okay, that's typical Rory. Yeah.
He
can't beat Bryson.
He was co-leader at St. Andrews when Cam Smith won.
Yeah, he had some moments, man. But he finally got over the hump. But after he doubled one, everyone said, okay, there it is. That's Rory. That's typical. And then he came back and birdied three and four. And then he birdied nine. And then he built that four-stroke lead. And then on 11, he bogeyed. And then on 13, when he hit the ball in the water, everyone said, there's Rory. Right. He's just giving it away.
Well, that was a chip shot.
Yeah.
That was... He had laid up before that, right?
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I mean, he had was the big fat part of the green off to the left of the flag. All he has to do is land it there and two putt at worst. I mean, maybe make the putt.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he just puts it in the drink.
That's what an everyday golfer does, not somebody like Rory McIlroy. Because I've done that a million times where I've been conservative and then I botched the easy shot.
Right.
But then when he comes back, remember in the first round, he was playing so well after 14 holes, and then he ended up doubling 15 and doubling 17.
I remember we talked about the fact that he didn't talk to the media after that.
Correct. But then he came back and hit two unbelievable shots on those two holes.
Yes.
And birdied them both. But then on 18, when he hits the ball in the trap, you're thinking, okay, yeah, he's just giving away. There were so many moments where you said, yep, that's typical Rory, especially at the Masters.
Was 18 the hole that he had to wait forever because the donk in front of him was just hitting it all over the place? Oberg. That was just a brutal wait because he had just taken the lead on 17, right?
Yeah.
So he takes the lead on 17, and then he's just sitting at the tee box like, what the hell's going on?
Jim Nance was trying to be as polite as he could, but he's like, Oberg is traversing this green.
Oh, he fell apart.
He's just back and forth, balls all over the place.
He just fell apart.
I was just thinking about the nerves that Rory must have had at that moment.
Well, he piped his drive.
I know.
Yeah.
So amazing drive, horrible second shot into the bunker, amazing sand save.
Yeah.
He put it within like, what, 5 feet?
Five footer. Five footer wedge. Just burns the left edge.
And then you know, obviously Rose with a huge putt on 18 to force the playoff and then the bogey for Rory. So you're thinking, okay, well, the drama's building even more.
Did you think that Rory was going to win in the playoff? I put it up as a quick 20-minute poll.
How many people said no?
It was 52-48, really? So it was split.
Once it went in the sand, I didn't think he was going to win it. But then, like Drav said, he makes a remarkable sand save for a five-footer and then just pushes it left.
Well, those guys are so good in the sand. Isn't that how DeChambeau won one of his?
Well, it was last year at the Pinehurst. He hit an unbelievable shot. Yeah. So, but on 18, he pipes another drive. So he had pretty much the same shot. He was a little bit further left, and that shot he hit on 18 after Rosie. So I mean, Rosie had 8-9 feet, but the shot that Rory hit in the playoff on 18 was unbelievable because he used the backstop and it comes back to, you know, three and a half, whatever it was. And I did think he was going to make that. I didn't think he was going to miss that one after Rose missed. And then to see him, on his knees crying, that was, I don't know, I got emotional.
I thought it was awesome. Look, I watched probably the last 9 holes, 10 holes.
Yeah, I can't believe Cakes watched a couple hours.
I watched a good amount.
I'm not going to lie. I was switching back and forth with the Golden State game, which was an awesome game.
I was not.
Well, there's a lot of downtime.
Were you guys doing that at the Masters party, switching back and forth to NBA?
The last thing we were doing.
Just to see if the Warriors could avoid the play-in. So the Warriors avoided the play-in, correct?
No, the Warriors lost.
Oh, the Warriors lost, so they're in the play-in.
James Harden is criminally slept on.
Wow.
He's an unbelievable player, and he hit a couple of big threes. It was at Golden State, and that meant that Golden State is the 7th seed. And they're going to be in the play-in game. Mm. So that was a huge game. Clippers end up being the 5 seed to take the Nuggets. They'll take on the Nuggets in the first round.
All right.
And then the Lakers will play the T-Wolves, who are the 6.
All right, I'll get there in a second. I just want to get back to the Masters for a sec. Obviously, Rosie finished 2nd in the playoff. Patrick Reed. Remember we had Doug Bell on?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what day that was last week.
Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Maybe it was Wednesday.
And Doug Bell said, you know, he was kind of killing the LIV guys. And I believe Doug Bell said he didn't believe a LIV player would finish in the top 10.
That's correct.
And you had 2 in the top 10. Because Reed balled out, and Bryson obviously had a bad day yesterday, but he balled out. So you had 2 top 5s from the LIV.
You asked him a parlay question, I think.
I think it included
Spieth, but included Dustin Johnson and somebody else that was LIV, and he predicted those guys were going to miss the cut, but that Spieth would make it.
Oh.
Did Dustin Johnson make the cut?
I can't remember what I asked him. But
I think you were looking at a parlay.
By the way, and more importantly...
The parlay I asked was Carl Paulson. I asked him if he liked Rory and Scheff to both finish top 10.
Okay,
and
I remember that one too.
I did that one because that was like plus 185.
How did our parlay work out? Poorly.
Oh, no, poorly. Mine lost.
Just poorly.
I think everyone lost.
Braves lost.
My lacrosse pick hit.
Oh,
okay.
That I do know.
So you laid 20 and a half?
I think it was 20 and a half or 19 and a half.
What'd they win?
25-3, was the final.
Yeah.
I think it was over by 11 a.m. when Rory was scorching the course and Oberg was throwing up all over himself.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like Rory shot at 66
the three
Friday.
Ball bat. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Ran into a buzzsaw. Rory buzzsaw.
There's a lot of people saying that Cakes is hot these days. It's the year of the Cakes is like broken the curse.
I mean, I'm running kind of pure. I mean, I did pick Rory to win. That's not going out on a limb. He was, what, the second favorite?
Yes. Shep was the favorite. I didn't pick him
to win in the pool. I just picked over, like, I think JP asked me, like, 5 days ago, who's going to win? I said, Rory. That wasn't looking good after day one.
Well, there's a lot of people counting him out day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Now, you were right. You said, don't count Rory out. I didn't think anybody at even par would come back just based on history that would come back and win, but I clearly was wrong. I'm glad it was. I'm glad he won it. I took my entire account, online account, and I put it all on Scheffler to finish top 10.
Okay. What did that pay you?
It didn't pay me that much, but I was sweating because I think I had put 280 on it, I think.
To win like $40.
It was like $62.
Okay. That's a dub. You just stack up those W's.
It's terrible odds. Yeah. I mean, but I just felt really good about it. But I hit a bunch of other parlays. Mm-hmm. I had a really good weekend when it comes to the golfers. But anyway, so Rory wins $4.2 million and he wins the Grand Slam. He's the sixth player ever to win the Grand Slam. Some of the other players that did not make the cut, you were asking. In terms of the live, DJ did not make the cut. Phil Mickelson did not make the cut. Koepka was terrible. He was awful. Did not make the cut. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys who didn't make the cut. I was kind of surprised. DJ didn't make the cut. So I was surprised Keegan Bradley didn't make the cut. I was also surprised Russell Henley played as bad as he did on Thursday. He shot almost 80. But Rory gets it done. And yes, I was emotional. Got a little teary eyed.
Yes, you did.
All right, to recap,
our parlay, if anybody cares,
yeah.
I hit Golden State laying 13.5. You hit Towson. Mm-hmm. Did the Braves win on Friday?
No, of course they didn't.
That was a loser.
Of course they won Saturday, but not Friday.
I'm going to assume the CES home run didn't happen, and then Oberg did not win his three ball match.
Two for six?
It's good baseball batting average.
Sounds kind of typical. It's all good.
All right, so Cakes, I told you before the show, I said, I'm a little worried about the Caps. Cakes said he's not worried.
I'm officially not worried about the Caps.
Are you confident?
Am I confident?
Yes. Be the opposite of worried. You're confident.
Yes, I am confident in the Caps.
I think you're actually a little bit worried.
The late season, they're cruising in at this point. They're just waiting for the playoffs to start.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they're not winning games against bad teams.
I know that Carberry disagrees a little bit because he said yesterday was a big game for them and they lost 4-1.
I mean, I didn't know
7-0 in the previous game.
I saw the box score in the first Columbus game, and I know they started their third string goalie.
Right.
I don't know how many other guys were benched, but so I kind of threw that one out. Mm-hmm. But then I figured, okay, they're going to come back and play Columbus again at home. And Lindgren played, and I guess the only positive was that Ovi scored.
Got an early Ovi goal.
But now I'm officially worried because they've lost 7 of 9. They've got 2 road games left. They play the Islanders again on the road, and they play Pittsburgh. They need to win both of those games for me to feel pretty good about the first round.
I don't feel like they need to win both of those games.
Unless they bench everybody.
Yeah, which could be the case.
But if they're playing guys, they need to win those games. If they lose 9 of 11 heading into the playoffs, you should be officially worried because I certainly will be.
Not worried.
Okay. All
right. Not that worried. These games are basically meaningless for the Caps.
Meaningless in the standings, yes. But I think they're meaningful for getting mentally prepared for a big series coming up starting next week. That's what I think.
I think Carbs will have them ready. When the games matter, Carbs will have this team ready.
Okay. All right.
Because these games do not matter, in my opinion. Now, maybe I'm wrong. If the Caps come out and get smoked in their first two games at home, then I will be officially worried.
Oh, then you'll be worried.
Then I'll be worried.
Okay, so you're not going to be worried until after the first two games of the series.
First two.
Okay. All right.
Check in with me after the first two games at Capital One, and if they are getting beaten up by whoever they're facing, then I'll be worried.
All right. If
they're in a 0-2 hole after the first two games, then I will be concerned.
I think you'll be worried if they lose the first game. If they're down 0-1.
There will be a slight modicum of worry if they lose game one.
All right, so the eighth spot has not been clinched yet in the Eastern Conference. Montreal's got 88 points. Columbus, after winning four straight, has 85 points. So it looks like it's going to be Montreal. So I guess the Caps will play Montreal, right? So, but let's see what happens in the last couple of games. But not a good weekend for them. Cakes doesn't think these games matter. I would disagree. Yeah, obviously, you could throw all the statistics out. Ovi's got the dumb, the chase thing behind him. I think they have to focus mentally on how big the series is going to be mm-hmm. starting next week, and they're just not playing like they're ready. I think that's pretty obvious.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's obvious.
You want a little momentum going in.
Matt, how are you feeling about this? Losing seven of the last nine.
Can't feel great. Can't feel great. I mean, the pressure is going to be on once it starts because of how well they did early. And sure. The expectations, if this was their middle of the pack, you have lowered expectations. Mm-hmm. But this is what comes with winning.
Yeah, they're the ones.
And the attention.
I'm kind of team cakes.
You know these games are meaningless.
You know what? They have enough confidence and trust that I believe they can turn it on when they need to.
I believe there's an element of that. Now, I'd like Logan Thompson and Pro to be healthy for the start of the playoffs because those are two big pieces.
Well, apparently they expect them back for the round.
Okay, good.
For against Montreal.
Now I feel even better.
If there weren't extenuating circumstances of them trying to feed Ovi and rack up goals and kind of losing their chemistry a little bit and getting off mm-hmm. of what they got them to the top of the conference anyways in the first place, then I wouldn't be worried.
Right.
If they're just losing random games 4-3 to Columbus at the, mm-hmm. whatever, but they haven't looked good and they haven't got their swag back since they were chasing these goals. I mean,
maybe they need to go back to trying to force feed Ovi because they won a few games that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they won Thursday night.
I mean, these games for Winnipeg don't matter, or Vegas,
correct,
or Toronto,
but they're playing good hockey.
They're all playing good hockey. All three of those teams have won like seven of the last 10.
I care about playing good hockey when it matters.
Okay.
Because right now, does not matter the Capitals.
Chest officially puffed.
Chest. Well, that's because he's been hot in his predictions, so he feels like he can say that.
Sure.
But, I'm not going to bet against Cakes. Yeah. Never bet against Cakes.
Finally on my side, Valdez. This is weird.
Hey, I don't feel good doing it.
You know
it.
What you're doing? You recognize that somebody's on a heater.
I know.
That's all.
I'm back in the hot hand.
Yeah,
now,
their
Stanley Cup odds have not dropped at all in the last couple weeks.
Right.
They're still 10-1.
Well, they're still about the sixth favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, NBA, the play-in tournament. And if you don't know what the play-in tournament is, it's a little confusing, but...
It's dumb is what it is.
The 7th through 10th seeds in each conference will play a little tournament. 7 will play 8. The winner of that game is the 7 seed. The loser of that game will play the winner of 9 versus 10. And then the winner of that game will be the 8th seed. All right. And then you get the regular, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, etc. But by the way, the Wizards won their last game of the regular season.
Saw that with a Bob game winner.
Bub had a game winner. They beat the Heat. Heat were like 9-point favorites, and they were pretty big favorites on the money line. But, that's typical of the NBA. All right, but real quick, schedule for the play-ins starting Tuesday, okay? And, of course, Mr. JP Flame will watch all of these games.
Maybe not all the play-ins.
Atlanta will play at Orlando. All right, Eastern Conference, 7 versus 8. Memphis will play Golden State, Western Conference, 7 versus 8. And then Wednesday, you'll have Miami play Chicago, 9 versus 10. And then Dallas playing Sacramento, 9 versus 10 at Sacramento.
But the game yesterday with the Clippers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Taking on Golden State was really, really meaningful because Golden State's got older guys. Now they have to play in the play-in instead of getting a better seed. So it'll be interesting to see in the NBA playoffs. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back to the Masters. We had Timothy Gay in studio recently. He's the author of Rory Land. He'll join us next to give us his take on the Masters. Don't go anywhere.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.